The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, I say to you, it will be hard for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men this is impossible, but for God all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of glory, will yourselves sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for the sake of my name will receive 100 times more and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. For men it is impossible, but for God anything is possible. Today's readings really work well even with the memorial we celebrate today. We have the image of the king in the first reading and the admonition that Ezekiel gives him, that although he's grown wise and powerful and has gathered up all these great riches, in that process of trying to seek and to strive after all of these earthly goods, he's lost sight of his relationship with God. And for that, because of his loss of sight of what is most important, there's the admonition that everything will be taken from him, that ultimately none of these riches that he's heaped up here on earth are really going to serve him well when it comes to entering that relationship with God. For as Ezekiel points out, one of the dangers of making wealth or power or fame the most important aspect or goal in our life is that tendency to make ourselves into God, to lose sight of God's commands and rule our own lives according to our own thoughts, our own commands, our own wishes, our own desires. And so Jesus rightly points out that perhaps it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, that's actually impossible for a camel to pass through the eye of just like a needle, like that we sew with. But one of the readings of this passage that developed over the years was a thought or an insight that perhaps the eye of the needle was actually referring to one of the lesser gates that were found in the city of Jerusalem, that there was the main gate of Jerusalem that would close at a certain hour, and then after that closure of that gate, another gate would be open for people to pass through. But it was only big enough for perhaps a camel to pass, but it could not be carrying anything on it. And so the image of the camel passing through the eye of the needle is one that nothing that we accumulate here on earth in terms of wealth or power or fame or these types of things that we might make baggage, we heap up and we carry with us through our life and we just accumulate and we want to have all we have. When it comes to entering the heavenly gates of Jerusalem, the passage that we will have to pass through is only big enough for ourselves and the vehicle that got us there. None of the other things that we wanted or accumulated here on earth can go with us into Jerusalem. They all must be left behind. So it's an easy image for us, not that the impossibility of entering the kingdom of heaven, but only through reliance only on Jesus Christ, only on God as our Lord and Savior, can we pass through that gate, because nothing's impossible for God. Today we celebrate the memorial of King Stephen of Hungary. He was the first king of Hungary, the kingdom of Hungary. The peoples had tried to, they'd been formed for some years before, but there's always pagan tribes and various houses and things battling and fighting, and King Stephen was the first king to unify Hungary and to reign over Hungary as a righteous and just king. And there was a book that was published after his death that is supposed to be his writings to his son. They're called the Admonitions. And in that, King Stephen writes to his son, proposing the way in which to rule on earth. And he was, you know, there's not very many king saints out there. We don't have a lot of examples of those who were in positions of power that also entered into the gates of heaven and were named king, like saints, you know. We're not saying that all kings, the few kings are in heaven, but that few of them have been acknowledged as having lived saintly lives. And Stephen was one of those. In his admonitions to his son, he says, be wary of pursuing relationships with those people of power, the rich people on earth, those people who have influence in your kingdom. Instead, focus on befriending the foreigner. Focus on serving the poor. Focus on ruling rightly with Jesus Christ as your model and your example. He wanted his son to forsake all of the trappings that the king in the first reading had fallen into, the greed and the accumulation of wealth and all these powers, instead to pour out all of the blessings that you receive as a king upon the people, upon your subjects, those who are your brothers and sisters in Christ. And so he has a wonderful vision of how to rule correctly in this life. And it's appropriate for us to reflect on that, even if none of us are royalty here by earthly standards. Each one of us was anointed priest, prophet, and king at our baptism. So each one of us, by divine right, by God's power, have been anointed a king or a queen. And what does that mean? It just means that we have the obligation to order things in our life in a way that is just, to bring about peace, to reign over our dominion, our little kingdoms of our lives, in a way that is just, that's modeled after Christ, that's modeled after the examples of the very few kings and queens out there that are in the company of saints that we venerate, to look to their example for how to rule in our own lives. And so what does Stephen say? Seek out the marginalized. Welcome the foreigner. Help the poor. Share your wealth. Don't cling on and amass and take pride in your position in the world. Instead, share what you've been given. Share that birthright. Share that divine kingship that the Lord shares with each one of you. And use your influence, use your wealth, use your popularity, if that's the case, to spread the kingdom of God, to build up a heavenly kingdom here on earth.